Yeah, I've been a into the bush poetry scene now for nearly 20 years, and part of what I'm doing here is to provide a venue for poets and folk musicians in particular. Yeah. And of course, if people want to come and camp overnight, that's fine. The facilities are here. I've been here for 11 years now. I moved up from Melbourne, and I've got a 7-acre property on the side of Mount Elliot, which is or was known in the around the 1900s for the gold that it produced during that time. There are a lot of gold mines and shafts and so forth still in the mountainside here. I like to pursue that bit of history and to pass on to visitors that I have here. I've set my place up, 3 acres of it, as a natural amphitheatre and an eco-camping set up.
Glenn Ward, I'm the chairman of the board, which administers the festival.
What's unique about this festival, Glenn?
Oh, this festival is probably gains its uniqueness because of the diversity of things that occur over the weekend. We have which is the core of the whole festival, which is the Stockman's Challenge, which originated some 18 years ago, and it stays today in its same format. In addition to all that, the festival has grown to the point where we run a reenactment, which reenacts the poem, and on a hillside outside Corryong, which is unique in itself.
Most Australians, and especially most people in the northeast of Victoria, would be familiar with the story of the man from Snowy River and the poem, but can you just give us a rundown of that again?
We say that the man, Jack Riley, is regarded as being the man who's buried here in our cemetery in Corryong. But I don't think it generally... He's just a version of what Banjo was writing about. I think he epitomises a number of different people that were involved, and I think that that's and I think that's what he is truly writing about, was the man equates to a number of different people, and so I think that's where the poem was started, with that view in mind, not one particular person.
This is one that I called Between You and Me, and it was inspired just from sitting here looking out on this landscape. I can actually see about 50 k's in each direction and across the valley to Mount Metabatite on the other side. I've written of our country and of many things profound, of nature's influences, of bushland's vivid sounds, of sturdy men and women, friends and relatives at rest. But my stories of the mountains are the ones I like the best. To gaze across the valley when the sun is sinking low, to see the storm clouds gather, ablaze with sunset's glow, to watch the shifting shadows as they claim the evening view. These treasures of my mountain home I gladly share with you.